Hang on here.
Hey, thanks for holding. My name is Charlie. Am I speaking with Steve?
Yes.
Hey, Steve, how's it going in your neck of the woods? Hello, Steve?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I know you were speaking to my mapping coordinator, Tara, about the basics. Did you have any questions here about how the service worked for you at all?
Just the pricing?
Okay. I'll go into the pricing right now, and then I'll tell you what comes in it, because we don't just place you there at that first page placements of Google. We actually do a bunch of other things to help you get in front of your customers, so that way you always get them to contact you directly, okay? Okay, sounds good. For the pricing, it's set at a flat rate month to month. Because you are in business over 10 years, you do get what's called a legacy credit from us. It just gives you a reduced rate from the original pricing. That original pricing comes all the way down to just $249 month to month with only a $99 setup. And that's just at a flat rate, okay? Okay, so the first month is $348, and then it's $249 month to month after that, no contracts. We do help you with the Google Business Profile that you already have up and running. Program that to the first page placements, so anybody that searches, they can just click to call you directly for the services that you provide. Also, too, it does come with a website if you do need one. So that's already standard. If you do need one, we will build that for you, so that way that can be published on that first page placements with that. And then we run a retargeting campaign. Now, what that means is that anybody that searches your services on Google, we will run a retargeting campaign on Facebook, so now we can target them on both platforms. And now it's just a click to call directly from either or. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. We can target specific cities and zip codes that you would like to be found in, or we can exclude certain cities and zip codes that you do not want to be found in. So it's very customizable for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Are you currently doing anything right now to get your name out there?
Not a whole lot, no. We usually don't need to advertise.
Okay. So it's kind of word of mouth. This is really good for just like picking and choosing certain jobs that you would like to get. So if you want to do more of like the higher end jobs, we can definitely make sure that you're found for those jobs as well. Okay. Okay, now time frame for this, I do like to be super transparent with my clients. It is not like it's a flip of a switch and tomorrow you're going to just get like a gazillion leads in. It does take a maximum of 30 to 45 days to get you on the first page placements of Google. That's not to say you're not going to receive jobs, okay, because we do work on those Facebook retargeting campaigns that's up and running within 7 to 14 days, and your website would be published within 7 to 14 days as well, so that way that could be attached to your Google Business Profile, okay? Okay. Now, see, with us, we are a Google Channel partner, so we cannot work with every company in your area. So what that means is you'll never share that position with anybody. At the same time, you won't share your customers because we can only work with one company per industry per area. We have to close that listing out once we fill it, okay? Okay, so with this being an exclusive listing, Steve, I'm sure you'd like to take advantage of it. That way we can start to get you populating in the certain areas that you would like to target, right?
Yeah.
Okay. How it's going to work is I'm just going to verify everything's correct, because I do see that you already have a Google Business Profile. Once we have that, I will secure the listing for you. I am going to send you a paid invoice to your email address that you will give me here. That's going to be a 100% tax write-off, that you'll be able to do that at the end of the year for your taxes, okay? After I have that, I'm going to set you up with an onboarding call with my tech team. I'm going to book that for you when you and them can kind of get together. So either later on today, tomorrow, or Wednesday would be preferable. That way they can introduce themselves and they can really work with you on getting you into the areas you want to be found for, okay?
Okay.
Okay. I see that you do have the Google Business Profile. I'm guessing it's been a while since you've kind of touched it. Is that correct?
Yeah, I pretty much go to the field and do work and come home. I'm not a paperwork guy. I don't do the finances. I don't do computers. So.
Okay, gotcha. So you just say you're the field guy.
Yeah, I prefer to be in the field rather than the office.
Okay. And are you guys, do you guys have an office or do you work straight from your home?
I pretty much work from the house. I don't need a storefront. Nobody's knocking on my door asking for electrical work.
Right, exactly. And you're not taking the electrical work back to your house and then, having them pick it up. So you're going to people's homes and commercial, industrial places as well. But where are you? So Google's just going to verify the listing that you have for the Google Business Profile is correct. Are you still in Liberty Hill?
Yes.
Okay. What's the address that you're at as of now?
314 Remuda Drive, R-E-M-U-D-A.
Are you?
R-E-M-U-D-A.
D-A. I'm sorry. Drive. Okay. And then for your customers to get a hold of you, the 512-417-7552 is a good contact number for your customers to call you?
Yes.
Okay. Is that a good number for me and my tech team to get a hold of you as well to give you updates on, your Google Business Profile, areas that we think are better to, put you in to get the best results as well?
Yes.
Okay. And then Steve is your first name or is it Steven?
No, Steve.
Steve. And then Steve, what's your last name?
Williams.
Williams, that's my middle name. All right, perfect. And then what's a good email address for you, Steve?
sandselectricalservices@yahoo.com.
Okay. And the and, is that just an and symbol, or do you guys spell it out?
No,
for the
it has
Google?
To be spelled out for the email
okay.
address.
And is it A-N or is it A-N-D?
A-N-D.
A-N-D. S-N-N. S and S Electrical. Okay. At Gmail, you said?
At Yahoo.
At Yahoo, I'm sorry. And are you guys doing like new installs, rewire, inspections, new upgrade paneling, all that kind of fun stuff?
Yes.
Okay. I used to install fire alarm systems. So I know a little bit about your industry there. All right. Perfect. And you guys are Central Time. Beautiful. And then Steve, my tech team will reach out to you. I don't know what your schedule looks like today. They're pretty booked out today. I can get you as early.
I'm traveling for the next couple of days. Wednesday afternoon would probably be the best for me.
Okay, for my tech team to reach out to you?
Yeah.
Okay, so Wednesday afternoon, I have 3, 4, and I have 5 p.m. Which one would you want me to put in here for them to contact you?
Let's try 4. I should be home by then.
4 p.m. Okay. And for the website itself, do you have a domain name? So domain name is going to be a www.sandselectrical.com. Do you have that or do you need us to get that for you?
Man, I had one a long time ago. I think it's sselectricaltx.com, but I haven't done anything with that in years.
Okay. So I'll have my tech team get you one where it'd just be like a www.sselectrical.com.
That was taken or something. That's why we got SS Electrical TX. It was about the closest we could get.
SSS Electrical TX. Okay. I'll see if that's still available. If it's not, then maybe we can kind of reclaim that for you and get that there. So then that way we can build the website. Do you have a logo or anything like that, or do you want my team to build you one?
No, I don't have anything really. Like I said, I'm not real. I got on the computer as little as possible.
Right. Okay. I just wanted to make sure that you didn't have one. So my tech team will build that for you. If you have pictures of the work that you do, that's going to be good to give to us. So that way we can put that on your website as well as the Google Business Profile and then the retargeting campaign through Facebook as well. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Now, with the listing here, Steve, how would you like to secure it for the first month of payment? Would you like to use a business credit card, a debit card? How is it going to work for you guys?
Business credit card.
Okay. And give me one second here. And then I'm going to send you an email. It's going to be a Google Calendar, but it's just going to let you know on Wednesday at 4 p.m. that we're going to give you a call and with my tech team as well so we can make sure we're getting everything on that program for you correctly, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And then with the credit card itself, does it just have Steve Williams on there or does it have S&S Electrical or SS Electrical?
S&S Electrical.
Is it the symbol or is it still the and?
No, it's and.
And, okay. And is the billing address, is it the same as the one you gave me earlier?
I believe that one is 78681.
Okay, give me one sec. Let me make sure that's correct. You said 78681?
I believe that's correct, yeah.
Okay. And it's still the Rebuta Drive?
Yes. No, that's 1807 Hunter's Trail, Round Rock, Texas.
For the billing address? Okay. So it's 1800 Hunter's Trail. Is that what you said?
1807
Hunter's Trail. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And that's, what was the city?
Round Rock.
Can you, sorry about that, you were a little muffled. Can you spell that for me?
R-O-U-N-D-R-O-C-K.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. And the zip code is the 78664?
78681.
78661, is that what you said? Hello, Steve? Breaking up on me there. Sorry about that.
78681.
78681. Okay, that's what I have here. I just wanted to be sure that that was the right address for you. Okay. Let me make those changes here. Just give me one sec. And you do not want to target Austin. Is that correct, or do you want to be found in Austin?
No, I don't want to anywhere near Austin.
Okay. Sounds good. I heard Austin is very compact. There's a lot of traffic just in and around there. Very small town, but it's just very, the traffic is horrendous.
It seems like as soon as you cross into the Austin city limits, everybody turns into an asshole.
Okay. I understand what you're saying. I'm down here in San Antonio, so I haven't been to Austin yet, but I love the San Antonio area.
Yeah. Take the tow road around Austin. It'll save you getting slicked off a lot.
Okay. Noted. Noted. I appreciate that. Awesome. And then for the card that you want to use, Steve, is it going to be a Master, a Visa, a Discover, American Express?
The MasterCard.
MasterCard. Okay. I know the MasterCard started the number 5, but I'm ready whenever you are.
5528.
Mm-hmm.
6968.
Mm-hmm.
6396.
Mm-hmm.
6518.
Okay, and the expiration date?
10/28.
Okay, and the security code on the back?
861.
Okay. And I'm going to set up a security question for you here, Steve. This protects you with us. We don't sell or share any of your information here. Every time we do call you, we do want to make sure we're always talking to you and you only. So we are going to set up this security question here. So please don't forget it. I do have 3 questions. You can have one of them. I have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like?
Maiden name.
Maiden name. Okay, and what's mom's maiden name?
Gibson. G-I-B-S-O-N.
Okay. Okay, perfect. Got that for you there. Okay, and I'm going to walk you through a voice verification. Now, this voice verification, Steve, this is just another added form of protection for you. It does have the pricing structure in here as well, and it will be emailed to you, so you will always have it for your records. This is going to be the service agreement of just the outline of what we are going to produce for you as well, and that way you always have that for you as well. And then I'm going to give you a, I'm going to give you our customer support line as well with this walkthrough, okay?
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Steve, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
S&S Electrical Services, LLC.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Steve Williams, owner.
Awesome. And then are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Perfect. And then you are the authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. Steve, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from us here at Local Splash and not another company. So that's going to be your mother's maiden name, Gibson, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from us here at Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. I have a customer service number. Do you want to save it into your phone under Local Splash? I'll give it to you when you're ready.
Let me see. Let me just write it down.
Okay. Let me know when you're ready.
Okay.
All right, it's 877-635-6225. That is our customer service number, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, again, my name is Charlie, Steve. You can get a hold of me at that same number with my extension 203.
Okay.
Okay, so you always have my point of contact as well. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. Your payment for initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is June 17th, in the non-refundable amount of just $348. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 17th, Steve, in the amount of just $249. Now, this is a recurring payment. Steve, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877 number that I just gave you. That's going to be 877-635-6225. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to send you a couple emails and a couple of text messages. One is going to have the invoice that's going to be paid. It's going to send over to you. And then I also, oh, bank declined, ASV mismatch. Okay. I have a little hiccup here, Steve. I apologize. Let me see here. For the billing address, the 1807 Trail Round Rock, it says that that's not the address for the card.
Oh, then try the 314.
Okay. The 314-1.
My cards are linked. Yeah, generally they're linked to the Round Rock address, but I guess this one may not be.
Okay, let me see here. Make sure. Liberty, Texas.
Liberty Hill, Texas.
Liberty Hill, Texas. Yes, you're right. All right. Let me see. And it's the 78642 is the zip code, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. That does the trick. Give me one sec. Pulling that up. Yeah, it was the Liberty Hill, Texas for that one, Steve. So that one did go through. Everything went green here. So I do want to formally welcome you. We're like a family here at Local Splash. That listing is secured for your company with us here. If you need anything or want to change or add anything, please let us know. Utilize that 877 number. If you need to get a hold of me as well, you could always dial the 203. If I don't answer, leave a message. I'll always give you a call within an hour, okay?
Okay.
Okay. I sent you a couple text messages. I also sent you a couple emails. One text message, I do need you to do something that's in the computer realm. I promise it won't be tough, but I'll walk you through this, okay? So you should have got a text message that says, Steve, thanks for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy to the invoice that we have on file. And then there's going to be a little link there. Let me know if you see that. Should be a text message.
Yeah, it looks like I got it.
Okay. Click that link. That's just going to take you to the terms and conditions page I just read off to you. There's going to be 2 checkboxes on the bottom. Click both of those. One of them is just going to say text messages. Other one's just going to say you're the card authorization holder. And then you're just going to click in the box and type Steve Williams, and then you're going to hit confirm. When you do that, it's going to take you to a username and password. No, take your time. Let me know if you need my help. Okay, I'm right here, so that way you can make sure that gets done for you.
It's, yeah, it's there.
What was that?
Username and password, green.
Okay, the username and password. I'm going to give that to you right now. Give me one sec. That way you don't have to go back and forth for it. I'll help you there. This is where you're going to be able to track things as well, so you could always have somebody come in and help you, like with your office manager or anything like that. It doesn't look like they've sent out your username and password yet. You're going to get it in a text message, so just give it a little time. You'll get another text message from us. Typically, the username is going to be your phone number, and then it'll have the password on the back of that, so that way you can log in there. Now, my tech team is going to work on that, so even when you log in, there's not going to be anything there to see, but it will show we're working on your account, okay?
Okay.
Okay. I have you set up for, you said Wednesday, correct?
Yes.
I have you set up for Wednesday at 2 p.m. Perfect. Okay. That should be in your inbox here shortly as well. Okay. And that's just going to just let you know that, hey, we have a meeting here. It's going to be a Google Calendar to just give you a reminder. We're also going to send you a text message and an email to just let you know, hey, Steve, we got a meeting with Local Splash in about an hour before your onboarding call. And then that way it kind of sends you a little reminder for Wednesday as well, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. You're all set up there. I'm going to get working on your account, send it over to my tech team, and then I'll call you Wednesday, and then we'll do the onboarding call with you as well, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Drive safely while traveling. I'll see you. I'll talk to you in a couple days.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.